And we're now going to cross to Baikonur, and they are about 2 minutes away from the launch of the Progress MS-06. It is in Baikonur, approaching 3:20 in the afternoon. This is a cargo craft.
The International Space Station flying 258 statute miles over the South Atlantic, moving from southwest to northeast.
As I said, the cargo craft bringing up food, oxygen, and fuel to the International Space Station. It takes about 8 minutes to reach orbit. The rocket is on the pad at Baikonur. All systems appear to be going well at the moment, ready for this launch in just a minute or two's time.
Coming up on 1 minute before launch.
The access arms have not yet been retracted. We expect
the automated sequence start for the rocket's functions now underway.
We expect those arms to be retracted any moment now. The payload fairing is painted white with a black nose cone, and there's a
vehicle to internal power.
Soyuz booster now on internal power, coming up on the 30-second mark. And the first umbilical now beginning to retract from the side of the vehicle.
It appears to be a slightly overcast day at the Baikonur Cosmodrome. It is mid-afternoon there.
Standing by for engine sequence start, T-minus 10 seconds.
Ignition.
The launch command has now been issued. Engine start underway. Turbo pumps coming up to flight speed.
Engine turbo pumps at flight speed. Engines at maximum thrust.
And liftoff. Liftoff of the 67th Progress resupply vehicle bound on a 2-day journey to the International Space Station. Roll, pitch, and yaw program in. Booster parameters are all normal.
Parameters are normal.
First stage engine functioning normally.
These thrusters operating nominally.
The Soyuz booster arcing out to the northeast from the Baikonur Cosmodrome.
Vehicle is stable.
Engineers at the blockhouse in Baikonur report that the vehicle is stable. All engine parameters are normal.
Point 013.
1 minute into the flight.
12, 20, 13.
Now receiving animation generated by telemetry from the vehicle.
And roll parameters are normal.
And already the vehicle is...
1 minute, 15 seconds into the flight.
The flight, all nominal.
All parameters are normal. Good first stage engine.
And about 40 seconds.
First stage engine shutdown and separation of the first stage coming at 1 minute 57 seconds into the flight.
That's half a minute's time. Now high over Kazakhstan.
1 minute 40 seconds into the flight.
Live to air from Southern
FM.
The
booster parameters are normal.
From Kazakhstan.
Booster parameters are normal. Standing by for first stage engine shutdown and first stage separation.
Separation parameters are normal.
And they're about to go. Yes, they're separated.
Strap-on boosters have separated.
Can you monitor the vehicle? The side pods separated. The vehicle is stable.
Vehicle stable on its second stage engine now. Good engine performance on the second stage. 2 minutes, 25 seconds into the flight.
Booster parameters are normal. Control system.
All control systems are reported to be normal from the blockhouse in Baikonur. Once the Progress reaches orbit and separates from the third stage of the Soyuz booster, operation and oversight will... be controlled from the Russian Mission Control Center in Karayov outside Moscow.
So flight on
the flight proceeding normally, coming up on the 3-minute mark.
And at that point, we'll have to leave the launch, and we'll keep you appraised of the progress, of the progress of the progress. NASA calls this ISS-67P, but the Russians call it MS-06, Progress MS-06. It will dock with the Zvezda aft port on the International Space Station.